Armadoxy for today. Answers to questions. In the aftermath of any disaster or any difficulty, we express our sorrow and condolences. Sometimes we take the extra step and try to explain evil with words that express our philosophy, or better yet, our theology or cosmology. Perhaps we feel compelled to do so because that's just the way we're programmed. We look for the whys in life. The car stalled. Why? Because it ran out of gas. The tub overflowed. Why? Because we left the water running. And when the answers aren't so evident, we come up with convenient answers as solutions to the riddles that life throws our way. Such is the case in the aftermath of the fires that plagued the people of Los Angeles. Finding the why to these fires and the massive destruction they caused is not an easy task. Questions are compounded with the randomness of some of the events. That is, there are sections and areas within the city where one house stood unscathed, while another in close proximity was reduced to ashes. Why did one survive, while another died? Statements such as, "It must have been God's will," or "God will not give you more than you can handle" to someone who has lost everything. These statements are not helpful to anyone, and they proclaim a theological perspective that is foreign to Christianity. In Luke chapter 12, Jesus is confronted by people who were aware of a tragedy that was well known by everyone in the community, much like the fires in the Los Angeles area. And Jesus says, under no uncertain terms, the tragedy is neither God's will, nor is God providing a test to the people. These archaic ideas come from the Old Testament. The New Covenant is with God, which is defined as love, accepting and caring. The other night, my son and his wife went to visit a friend and his mother who had lost everything, house and content. They went with the intention of helping with some basic supplies and finances to get them through the immediate tragedy. When they returned home, I asked how it went. My son said, "They talked. They just talked. They wanted to talk, and we listened." Tragedies take their toll on the spirit, as well as on the physical. Listening is one of the greatest gifts you can provide to the hurting. Today I spoke with a man who had lost everything. He confessed that he was financially comfortable and would make it through this crisis. But he said, "My spirit hurts. I lost the few items that my father had left me. They were the only tangible memories I had of him." He broke down and cried. At the end of the conversation, he expressed his thankfulness that as a church, we had reached out. All we did was listen. Is it any wonder that God gives us two ears and only one mouth? It's twice as important to listen as it is to speak. The psalmist writes, "Be still and know that I am God." In that moment of silence, God is present. And if we listen carefully, we will hear him, the answers that we seek. Let us pray for the blessing of listening. Help us, O Lord, to listen. May we listen to those who struggle daily for dignity. Let us hear your voice in the stories of those on the margins. Help us always see what binds us together as sisters and as brothers. Amen.
apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.